Sunday. You know what? Sunday is my favorite day because I get to be with each and every one of you. And today will be no exception because our topic today is going to be that button. And on the grill, we're talking for rent. And you know, I love setting up every episode with a quote that lays the groundwork for an interesting and provocative conversation. So here is the quote. We all have buttons that once pressed, send us into survival mode. And that comes from J.S. Wolf. And I think that sets us up nicely to talk, express, relate, and connect with our special guest today. Deja E is in the backyard. What's up, beautiful?
Hi, nothing much. I'm so happy to be here.
Man, I'm so happy to have you. To be able to talk to new artists who's serious about their craft and doing some really, really good material. I mean, that's what makes my Sunday so cool is that I get to be able to reach out and talk to artists like you. And firstly, I want to find out what you've been up to.
Lately, I've been laying a little low. Just been writing a lot of new songs. Stacking up on my content. I'm gonna shoot some more videos. I did just drop an EP at the end of August. It's called Deja E. It's about four songs. It's a new style. Something I've never really done before, but it's doing pretty well. A lot of people like it. I think all four of the songs are hits, to be honest. So I'm gonna be working on that too.
So you're gonna work on the visuals for those?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've heard it and I love it and we're going to talk about it. So before we get to talking about your work right now, let's talk about how you got involved in music.
Okay. Well, I started off when I was really young. I saw my dad, he was managing a girl group that my cousin was in and I was like, oh my God, I really want to do that. That looks like so much fun. So for years, I was just begging him like, Dad, can you get me a girl group? Please get me a girl group. He was like, when you're ready, I'll do it. And so when I was like 15, he got me a girl group and it was so much fun. I fell in love with it. We didn't work out. Then a few years later, he got me another girl group in California. So I flew out there, worked with them, met some really great people. That didn't work out though either. So after that, when I turned 21, I was just like, you know what? I think I'm ready to just try this on my own. So I told my dad and he helped me get in the studio and it's just really been up from there. I did my first single. I was really nervous to put it out, but it was called Slow. Mm-hmm. And then after everybody responded to it so well and I was like, oh, I could really do this.
Yeah. I don't know what it is about a group because when I had started this podcast, I did it with two other girls. And I think something about not being able, you can only control what you can give to something. You can't control two other personalities or another personalities. And so I think that's what the difficulty is with the group. Because I knew what I was able to do. I knew what I was going to bring to the table and how committed I was to it. However, I didn't know where the other girls' minds were at any given time. Did you find that to be similar to what you experienced with the girl group?
Definitely. You know, one person could be given 110%. The other could just be given 50% just because they're here to look good. They're not really like into it. Also, another thing is like the attention, like a lot of everybody wants to be the star. I was cool with just being a part of the group, like we're a team, a whole. So when you got two other girls wanting to fight for attention, it causes tension and drama. And it's a lot.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, it's a lot being a girl, first of all, or a lady or a woman, whatever you want to call it, because we were born and raised to be attention givers. Like, I'm not going to sit in a room and just not exist, not shine. you know, but some people deal with it differently than others. And the great thing for you, Deja E, is that you had your dad to allow you to experience those different nuances so that you can make a decision that would best fit you. So how would you say those experiences with working with groups prepared you to know that you were a solo artist?
I feel like for a long time, I didn't think I was a solo artist because I was just used to singing background vocals and dancing. But when I tried my own thing, I realized that my vocals, like all the experience with the harmonies and stuff that added on to me being a solo artist, I could do all that on my own as well as vocals. And that just made me like extra dope because I have all those past experiences.
Yeah, yeah. And it's the experiences that we have that prepare us ultimately for what it is we want to do, especially in this business. So it's really, really like kudos, like I said, to your dad for allowing you to have those experiences instead of kind of guiding you or putting you in a position. He more or less said, let me see what you feel and let's cultivate and move forward with that. And that's why you are having the success as far as the way you feel and the material that you're putting out into the world is because of that experience. So that's really dope. And you're from Milwaukee, Wisconsin?
I'm from Racine. It's like 30 minutes away from Milwaukee.
Okay.
But you could say that like most of my music has been pushed in Milwaukee.
Yeah. Yeah. What's going on out there? No, I'm just kidding. I mean, I love that area, but I was just like, hey, what happens in Milwaukee? Like, you know what I mean? Is it rhymes with hockey, but I don't know if there's a hockey team. But what's going on in Milwaukee right now? What y'all doing?
Well, you know, the Bucks just went out there. That was so much fun. I was out there for all of it. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
Like, amazing. We have a lot of underground artists out here that are doing pretty good. Mm-hmm.
What are some of the artists out there that's rocking?
Who do I know? Wavy D, he's pretty dope. Lucy Liu. Black Aladdin. Those are just three of the artists that I've worked with. PBG the Prince too. I work with all of them. Really dope.
Cool. So speaking of Wavy D, the topic today, I went with That Button because I know that's a song that you did. It's not part of the just what you released, but I really felt that one. You know, when I listened to it, it just made me think of so many things. So I said, you know what? I want to talk to her about That Button, how it came together. And also, I wanted to ask you, what's that button for you? You know what I mean? Because it's like, we all got that button. Like, that's my button, man. And once you push it, we about to be over the top with it. So let's talk about how that song came together with Wavy D.
Okay, so the producer for that song, his name is Wavy Boy.
Oh. Okay.
And I saw him on Instagram. I was like, I just reached out in a comment. I was like, I would love to work with you one day. Like, I think you're super dope.
Mm-hmm.
And I messaged him after that. I was like, hey, what's up? Like, I'd really like to work with you. So we set up a day. I went over there. Sorry. And the writer, his name is Jarvis. So it was him and Wavy Boy. We just talked. They said that they studied like my style that I already had, mm-hmm. and they just offered me. They played it, and I'm like, "This sounds dope! Like this is different! Like I really fuck with this." And so I did my part, and then out of nowhere, Wavy D, he comes downstairs in the studio. And he's like, "I want to hop on this." I had no clue who he was. I was like, "Who is this guy? Just about to hop on my song? Like, what if he sucks?" I was I was like, I'm gonna just go with it, whatever is happening for a reason,
right?
And then he did his part, and I'm like, this is a hit, like he's spaz, like this is perfect. And yeah.
So what's that button for you?
For me, when it comes to a guy, I don't know. I guess like just constantly, like if you constantly disrespect me and I'm trying to be nice, because I'm a very nice person. Right. Sometimes a pushover, but when I see that you just keep walking over me, then it's like, you know what? Now I got to turn up because I've been too nice for too long and you're not respecting it.
Right. And I love that being the button, because that should be the button for all of us as women, young ladies. That should be the cutoff. When you stop respecting me, there you go. You need to go out the door. I don't care what you know what I'm saying, how good you are in bed, how much paper you got in your pockets, you are disrespecting me. And it just gets worse from there. It's not like somebody goes, oh, I'm disrespecting her, let me walk back and try to do better. It just seems like what you accept is what you get. And that's why I like that song, That Button. And that's why I wanted to ask you what your button was. And that's a good button to have, girl. You got it cracking on that one. And I wanted to talk about Blessed. I really love Blessed. That's part of the four songs you just put out, right? Oh my goodness, Blessed, Blessed, Blessed. What is the message behind Blessed?
Sorry, my throat is so dry out of nowhere.
No worries, because that's why I keep this red cup with water in it, because I be talking so much. I got to lubricate one spirit here, you know, so go right ahead.
Okay, but for Blessed, you know, it's saying that you're the prize. You should look at yourself as a prize. Don't take anything less than what you deserve. Mm-hmm. Like, if a man has you, he's blessed just by having you, because you're uniquely yourself. You're not basic. Like, it's really like a self-love song, I feel.
Right.
And you're not no bullshit.
And I wanted to ask you too, talking about Blessed and just how centered and confident you are. I just often feel like, I know, like, as women, it is important for us to have our dads in our lives because they are our first loves. And when you can tell when a woman has had a dad in her life, like I can tell that you've had a dad in your life, because look, your button's right. You ain't tolerating no, you know what I mean, no disrespect. And you carry yourself in that way. Let's brag a little bit on our dads, because you know my dad was in my life too, so I ooze confidence and will walk away from any situation that ain't from me. So let's love on our dads a little bit. How important was your dad in your life as far as building your confidence of who you are as a woman and a young lady?
Very important. You know, my dad, he helped me realize what my dream was and what I wanted to do, because he was into music and all around it, and I just was around him. Right. And I was like this, and I was very shy growing up. Like, he kind of pushed me to do things that I didn't want to do. Mm-hmm. And at the time I was like, this is stupid, like I don't like this. But now I'm very grateful for that, because I've came out of my shell a long way.
Yeah, yeah. And I have to agree with that statement. You know, being raised by my dad and having him in there, he really showed me what real love is and how that should be displayed to me as a woman, as a queen, as being something that's a necessary ingredient. Like you said, blessed to have, for me to be in your presence with all my flaws, you know. And I have sisters who are by other mothers and stuff like that, and I see that part of them lacking because my dad wasn't there for them, so they've had to go through different things to kind of get what I was able to get automatically for having him in the home and him loving me and being in my life. So, you know, thank you, dads. We love you, don't we? So shout out to our dads. And I also wanted to talk to you about Rent That D. You know what I mean? Rent That D, girl, I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it. I wanted to know, the reason why I love it so much, Deja E, is because your lyrical play on that is crazy nice. Crazy, crazy nice. Let's talk about who you worked with as far as production and how that song come together. Was you not buying that day when you wrote that song? Talk to me about it.
I did that song with Wavy Gang again, so Wavy Boy and Jarvis. Jarvis helped me write it. I was really kind of nervous to put that out. I'm like, this is more raunchy than what I'm used to. It's very direct, very sexual. Mm-hmm. But they were like, "Vigorous, come on, like, step it up." I was like, okay, let's step it up.
Right.
I really like it. Oh, and I don't know if you can tell, but like, it's kind of like a remake of Aaliyah's "Are You That Somebody?" Like, it has that beat. I specifically wanted to put that in there, but I didn't want people to notice right away. So if you really listen, you can hear it. You're like, oh, that is the beat. And there's a few references in there too, but.
Wow, I mean, I love the track on that. And it didn't automatically tap me on the shoulder that that beat was in there, because like I said, your lyrical play through it and just a confidence, you know, that just came across like somebody that's straight up about it. You didn't seem shy at all to me in that record. And that's why I was just like, man, I just want to ask her, you know, when we're talking about written things versus buying things, you know, I just always want to know, because I'm an owner. I like to own things. But this is a new generation and y'all renting things and putting it on pause and taking it off hold. So, I mean, I just love that. That's so empowering to me. Do you get a lot of compliments on that song?
Everybody loves that song. And like, people always message me, like, guys, like, you can rent my D, try and let you rent my D. I'm just like, oh my God. So like, guys really like that song too. Like, it's a universal song. I feel like it could really go like number one.
Yeah, yeah. And I know guys like it because, you know, they always just want to be rented. They so scared to buy. You know what I mean? They so scared to buy because they think they could just be out there doing what they do. And then when they get all used up and done, then they want to circle back and buy a chick, right? Not for sale. You know, and that's what I got from that record. And I just think Deja E, Rent That D, sets us up so nicely to go to the grill. Let's burn some stuff up. Let's burn it up, because man, what we got on the grill today fits so nice. And it's called For Rent. We talking For Rent on the grill. And the reason why I wanted to put For Rent on the grill, not only are you a beautiful, very intelligent and confident, well-centered artist, but also just listening to your song, I was like, this is somebody that I can really talk to about this, that would give me the real deal and how we need to go about it. So when I was thinking about For Rent, I was just thinking about the younger generation, your generation, and the way y'all get down in the dating world and stuff like that. And I really find it very empowering. And so that song kind of made me say that I wanted to talk to you about it. So tell me what your generation's dating scene is like right now. In your opinion, like, of course.
I've been single, like not in a relationship for a while. So I've kind of been in the scene for a while. I feel like there's not much of a scene. Like, people are so scared to open up to somebody and trust somebody. They're like on defense all the time, so they're trying to get theirs in before they get got, and it's just, it doesn't work. Like, you have to be willing to trust each other. So I feel like for me, it's like I just want to find that one person and stick with it, because there's no like decent dating scene out there to me personally. Like, most people, I don't know, I guess it's different for everybody, but that's just how I feel, I guess. Like, it's kind of hard.
Yeah, and we don't do, as women, being rented doesn't look good on us. Like, we can't have a whole bunch of folks renting and going through us like that. That wear and tear just don't look good on us at all. And that's what I try to say to people that are younger than me, young ladies that are younger than me, that feel like, hey, you know, I can just go out there, try this, try that, and the other thing. And I always tell them, man, what we do is internal. We don't get to walk away from the party without party favors being left with us. And so we can't do the for rent. So when we talk for rent, are you saying that you feel for you that you rather just stay out of the dating scene and focus more on yourself until you find that special person?
Yeah, honestly, like I'm at the point where my career, like in my dream, what I really want to chase right now, like it takes a lot of energy starting over, going on first dates all the time, at least for me. So I could put all the energy into what I'm trying to do right now. And the rest will come when it comes.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll know the right guy, especially since you had your dad anyway. It's not like you don't know what it looks like, what it smells like. So you'll be able to know what that is. But I just wanted to talk to you about the non-commitment. Just like you were saying, a lot of guys, girls don't want to commit to a relationship. Do you think that it's more about a lack of trust, or do you think it's about more scared to be hurt?
I think it's a mixture of both.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't trust somebody, like, of course you're scared to be hurt by them, if that makes sense. So I think it's really a mixture of both, but like, sometimes I feel like you have to be willing to get hurt to really trust somebody.
Right. And you too. Because if I don't have experience with getting hurt in a relationship, I don't know what it is that I'm going to want. Because you, just like when we talked earlier in reference to you being in girl groups that led to you being solo, the same thing happens in love. We got to learn how to refresh that tank, saying, okay, well, this one didn't work out. What part did I play in it? But go with fresh eyes to find that new situation and not look for those things that didn't work with me previously. We got to do that. We can't just sit on a shelf and go, okay, I'm just going to look over it and think that I'm going to be able to choose somebody visually. I got to get in the car with you, baby, let you drive and find out that I don't like you making, you know what I mean, a right on left. You know, I mean, we got to do that. And that's what I find is really a issue in reference to the younger generation, because they ain't even really, I ain't trying that. I'm just not trying it. So, you know, and also it's like, they're very creative. Like when I was growing up, it was either you was going to be with a man, you was going to be with a man, you going to be with a man. But now it's you know, it's non-binary, it's bisexual, trisexual. There's all these, the LGBT, I don't know all the letters. And I respect every letter because I feel that every human has their choice. But I just find it complicated. So if I'm dealing with all these things, when through experiences, when will I know what letter I choose? It's tough. Would you agree with that?
When it comes to that, let me think. Well, yeah, I do feel like experiences help you decide what you want. Yeah. It can help learn more about yourself as well. And regardless of your sexual orientation, like just the experiences with whoever, it helps you find who you want.
Yeah.
What you want out of love. So right. Each person is different, and there's no certain time frame. It might take one person a year, one person a few years, but it'll help you until you find your person.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And the good thing about it is that at least you're being true in reference to discovering who you are as a person. And that's the thing that I feel that is most empowering about the way that you guys think about the relationships. Whereas when I was coming up, it was like, you better fit in that box. And it's like, no, I don't really fit in that box. You know, they would squeeze us in that box. Whereas at least in the new generation, there's a choice more so involved. They're not allowing themselves to be put in a box. And that to me is the way it needs to go down for us to truly discover who we are. Mm-hmm. I really and truly do. And as far as for rent though, if you did had to rent a D, how much would you rent it for? You know what I mean? How much is it worth? $1.50? No, I'm just playing. That ain't right. But we're just having fun on the grill, y'all. But I was just thinking, like, if I was going to rent it, what would be the going price for something like that? Would it be priceless? Would it be $20? What? And I knew you could tell me because you got a song talking about renting it. So how much would we charge, Deja E?
Renting the deep, I guess, you know, it's different categories for different types.
Right.
You just start off at an easy 100.
Right. That's a good price.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good price. Because I would expect it at $100, you know, $100 an hour, a minute, we haven't specified. But if I'm starting with a hundred, you better be 100% with that D, baby, when you come in the door, right? That's what me and Deja E feeling, ain't we? And you know that, oh my goodness, rent, you know, for rent with you, Deja E, is so much fun. I think we cooked that up, didn't we? Let's take that off the grill. We burnt that up. Let's take that off and go back to these questions. Man, that was too much fun. I love your song, I love the way you say it, first of all, but I love your song. I'm saying it the wrong way. Cash, because how do you say it?
Cash.
Cash. Yes. I was like, I love the way you say it. And I love the song. It's a great song. And I wanted to know, who did you work with on the song? And also, I mean, I just think it's just so now, and it's freaking hot to death. Like, to me, in my opinion, I love all four of your songs on this new thing that you released, but this one is just really, really hot, hot, hot. So talk to me about that Kosh. Is it Kosh? Yeah, I love it.
I did that song with Wavy Gang too.
Okay.
That was night, actually, like, I did it with my cousin. Her name is Chadney B. She's actually the producer, Hit Boy's sister.
Right.
So, yeah, but so she flew out to Wisconsin. We did that song. It was so much fun. We were like really drunk that night. We were just kind of going crazy, like, hey, I'm gonna try rapping for once. I never tried rapping before in my life. I'm like, okay, whatever, let me try it. Let me just tune in to my inner city girl. And it was so much fun. Like, the beat is just so catchy. Like, you can't help but move to it.
Yeah.
So much fun making it. And I feel like that portrays, like, you can tell that I had fun when you hear the song.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to ask you if that was you rapping on it, because I was like, it sounded like my girl. I got to ask her if that was her on it. Because the thing that I really like about your voice is that, man, you can just sound so many different ways. You can sound, you know, sweet and sincere. You can sound, you know, hood and city girl. And then you can rap on top of that. So it's like you have the keys to the car, and it's just about where you want to go with it. That's what's great about you.
Thank you. I do feel like I'm very, very versatile. I feel like I don't have one specific sound yet, because I can just do any sound, to be honest. So I'm trying to find which sound might sound best for me right now.
Yeah.
And I just love touring. I love trying new things. I didn't think I could rap at all. And then when I heard the verse, I was like, this sounds really dope. Like, it's different. And like, it'll catch on. Nobody sounds like that right now.
Yeah. And nobody can really as seamlessly as you did on this song go from doing the vocals right to the rap and sounding different. It was like you just like, hey, just transition. Now I'm doing this, now I'm doing that in a different vein. That's why I was like, I'm not sure if it's her, but it gotta be her because it's different than the other girl's voice. So I was like, there's somebody else on there, but it just has the one girl featured. So I was like, I gotta ask her because to me it's hot. And then I like in the video that you don't need Henny to get activated. I mean, you just saw a go. It don't matter. You don't need nothing. It just so happened that day that maybe you had a sip of something. But it just doesn't seem like that's the thing that you need to be activated. You just on 100.
Yep, all the time. Just ready to go.
And you stay there. And that's the making of a great artist, what you're doing, especially in that song. And I gotta ask you, who is your top five in R&B music or hip hop? Because you can go both ways with your talent. So who you feeling? Who's your top five and why?
Jhené Aiko. I've always loved her because like she has a really soft, pretty voice. Mm-hmm. And my voice was soft, and like she was the first artist like, oh, I can do this too. Like she has such a pretty voice.
Yeah.
Chris Brown, I love his talent, how he dances. Like he can do everything and he sounds good on everything. I have to get a feature with him one day.
And you will.
Put that out there. Who else? I like so many, but Beyonce is one of my idols. Like I study her performances because I hope to perform like her one day. My mind's going so blank. Dang.
Well, it's this one chick, you know, she's in my top five. Her name is Deja E. She hot to death. You gotta put her on your top five. Quit playing with me.
Thank you. You dope.
You gotta put yourself in the top five. And my thing is not even being no kind of way about it. But if we don't celebrate who we are and develop a way of loving ourselves that make us be the top in any and every category that we choose to be in, then who else is going to do it?
You're right. You are definitely right.
No. Yeah, I mean, and it's not in a way of, like I said, because egos don't look good on us at all. But at the same time, there does need to be a part of your ego that considers yourself in every equation. And that has to exist with being an artist. You just can't stay there. You just got to go there, get it, come back and sit it down and not feed yourself with it. Because that's what makes a lot of artists go from being our favorite artist to the most hated, is when we get to see that part of them.
Yeah.
You know, but like I said, I just really love your demeanor and how confident you are in what it is that you do, and just unapologetic about it. Let me sit in it. Let me be that. Let me experience that. And that's going to be the thing that's going to separate you from other artists out there, is being comfortable and being open-minded enough to try different things and challenge yourself to be great. So, I mean, you got it. You got it going on. And I'm really, really happy that I had an opportunity to talk to you before you go all the way up. All the way up. Because then I'm going to be like, hey, you going to take my calls, bro? You going to know what you know? Because that's the thing, too. And I'm sure with working with your dad and just seeing the different artists that he's worked with, I know that you've seen people who went from this humble, lovable artist to the one that you can't even talk to anymore. Come on, tell me the truth.
Yeah, that happens a lot. And I don't plan to be like that. Like the people that have been with me and the people that have been loved any type of way, like I will always show love and gratitude. And cause you know, I've learned that you can go from being popping to having nothing. Like, it can just go. So I'm grateful for every opportunity, and the future opportunities I'm gonna get, gonna keep my cool, like, no ego this way, but confidence is, like, you know, a difference. So
yeah, confidence is everything for us as women. I say that too, because when I got fat, I was still confident, and I still was able to slay the same things I was able to slay when I was small, because, or thin or in shape or whatever you want to call it, because confidence rules the day, and confidence will always be your best and strongest selling point. And I'm not just saying that to you, I'm saying that to our audience. So we don't need to manipulate our bodies to get that man that you think you want. You have to concentrate on your confidence and who you are and how you bring yourself to the table. So stay confident and stay winning. Ain't that right, Deja E?
Yes, that's right.
And you know, we rocking that. And lastly, how can we follow your movement? Because you're on the rise and you're doing big things. And let us know your Instagram, your website, whatever you got going on, so that we can keep up with your movement.
I'm mainly on Instagram right now, so you can follow me on that. It's DEJAH_E. Okay. And I'm also on YouTube, Deja_E. Those are my main two sites right now. I'm working on a website, so when I get it together, I will definitely let you guys know.
Yes, yes. Please send me an email or something. Let me know when you get that up and running, because I know it's probably going to have some amazing and interesting things on it. So I want to go back to our quote, Deja E, because I think that it set the table and this conversation so nicely for us. And the quote goes, "We all have buttons that, once pressed, does what? Sends us into survival mode." So remember that. We all have those buttons. And once they're pressed, like Deja E had her button, and I told you what my button was. So if you press either of those, that's going to throw me in survival mode, which means that's not good for you. Because I'm coming for you. And I just want to say to our audience, thanks so much for tuning in today. I mean, I love Sunday. Sunday's the best day, the fun day, because I get to kick it with each and every one of you. Make sure that you subscribe to our YouTube channel. Hit the bell so y'all know about new and exciting artists like we have today. Make sure you share, like, subscribe, all of that. And we're also streaming on all platforms. So if you don't want to see us, even though we look good visually, listen to us, okay? Check out our website at www.rappersinmybackyard to stay up with everything we got going on here. And I want to say thank you so much to the lovely, the talented, the very confident, my girl, Deja E, for rocking with me and bringing sunshine to the backyard. And I can't wait to watch you blossom and make a difference in this industry and have you back in the yard to tell me all about it. So I'm looking forward to that. And to the audience, thank you so much again for tuning in. Y'all got other choices, but they ain't like this one. So I'm looking forward to talking, expressing, relating, and connecting with each one of you guys next week. So thank you so much. And me and my girl, Deja E, look, we written that D. We'll see y'all next week, and we out of here. Hang with me, Deja. Love you guys.